Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Albert, by the way, is going to be moved to tomorrow, okay? So we'll have Albert tomorrow right here on The Fan. One thing we wanted to ask Albert about was the idea, basically what Miles had said in whether or not he tried to make a pitch for Nick Chubb. We've talked a lot about Nick Chubb in the past 24 hours. Very weird to see him in a number 21 uniform for the Texans, by the way.
True.
Derek Stingley is an all-pro. He's a pro bowler. He earned the number 24.
Yes.
Nick Chubb knew he wasn't going to get the number 24.
Yes.
So he settles on number 21. It made it a little weird. But Miles was asked about whether or not he tried to make a pitch and tried to keep Nick Chubb on this roster.
I love Nick. I think a lot of the guys who are in this locker room still feel the same way as I do. It crushed us to see him get injured and have to battle through, and then it happened again. So we want the very best for him. Happy to see him still able to play, still able to do his thing. You know, want to see him, you know, go back to being the player that he was and have a smile on his face, continue to, you know, ball out. That was part of my talks with AB, you know, a couple months ago, you know, asking, you know, the situation with Nick and, you know, how that's going to work out and, you know, how we can get him back here. Because, you know, I know it means a lot to the fans, but he means a lot to us as well in the locker room. So, you know, it's an emotional blow to not have him here. But we got to keep on moving, keep on trucking. We got some very talented, you know, backs in that room. Some young, hungry guys who have a hell of an example to watch and some shoes to fill. But, you know, he's one of the best to ever do it in the brown and orange, and we appreciate everything he's done.
All right, so we'll get to the Nick Chubb portion of this in a second. I do think it's a little comical that this is Myles Garrett reminding everybody of all the demands that he had for the Browns. He just continued to get none of them. Like, I don't think this is the flex that you think it is, Miles. So what we knew ahead of time going into this contract negotiation and everything was that he wanted a quarterback. He wanted a legitimate franchise starting quarterback. You didn't get that, obviously.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Here's Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, here's Joe Flacco. Enjoy him. So he didn't get that, whiffed on that clearly. And then this is Miles. And again, I don't think it's the flex that he thinks it is, being like, yeah, I told him I wanted Nick Chubb back here. It was part of our discussions and our talks. And they just completely ignored everything that he had to say.
Well, it was never about any of that stuff with Miles. It was about give me the most money that you can to make me happy and be quiet.
I don't know. I do think it was about some of the other stuff, though, because he was going to get money. If he got traded, he was going to get a massive contract that was going to pay him $40 million a year anyway. I genuinely think he just got backed into a corner and he realized, I don't have any options here.
That's right.
They have my contract for 2 more years. They don't have to abide by anything that I say or do. And
I don't have to trade me to a contender.
They don't. Well, it's very remnant of like when Dame a couple years ago was like, get me to Miami.
Yeah.
I want to go to Miami. And it's like, well, here's Milwaukee.
Yeah.
You know, like, we don't have to send
Dame. Miami doesn't have good stuff to send
us. Yeah. Like, we don't have to play ball the way that you think that we have to. And in the NBA, typically, as you know, like, it does, you do get to play ball that way and you do get to kind of call your shots. And I think Miles just got wrapped up in the idea that he could call his own shot and didn't get it. But it's comical to me that there's just another thing we can add to the list that when he sat down with all the head honchos and the people in charge with the Browns, was like, this is what I want. And I don't even know if I believe him, by the way. Mm-hmm. I don't know that Nick Chubb came up in any sort of fashion. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. Mm-hmm. Miles has a funny way of rewriting history sometimes and telling you all these things when none of it actually happened. But if it did, then it's another thing that the Browns just flat out ignored when it came to your request.
And it also shows that when it comes to players and making decisions on where they're going to sign in free agency or where they want to be long term, who you play with plays a part in it, because you consider that, how much of a chance do I have to win a Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
How much of a chance do I have to get into the playoffs? But it's not going to be a deal breaker, especially when they hand you a bag of cash.
Yeah, I mean, usually money's got a good way of smoothing things over with people, for sure. But, like, is Nick Chubb, was he going to be... Listen, there's a lot that Nick Chubb and Myles Garrett have as far as the relationship is concerned. Yesterday, I talked about how I thought this was almost just a closing of a chapter for a lot of Browns fans that thought that this was going to be the team that not only took them to a Super Bowl, but won Super Bowls with an S. You know, when they started this thing off with Baker, and it was Baker and Denzel and Miles and Chubb and Hunt and all these different players and Njoku, and you see more of those guys than not are not even on the team anymore. Nick Chubb leaving is a true sign, and that's what yesterday was, that window's closed. We're on to a totally new part of the Browns. And so maybe for Miles, that's what this was. It was him trying to campaign for Nick Chubb because it's a feel-good spot for him. And if you have Nick Chubb on your roster, you don't really suck that much. You know what I mean? But the reality is that Nick Chubb, in my opinion, wasn't going to offer up anything fantastical this year. And the Browns, from a talent standpoint, got much better with the two rookie running backs. I don't even know what they're going to offer up, but Judkins and Samson are going to be better than Nick Chubb off of two knee injuries, two major knee injuries. And based off of what we saw last season, if I'm Miles, I'm happy this is how this unfolded, even if you have an affinity, obviously, and a love for Nick Chubb.
There's obviously emotions attached to it. It's funny because
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I remember the conversations that a lot of the Cavs players had around the time of the trade deadline. And obviously they were in pain because they had lost George Niang and Caris LeVert. And a lot of fans downplayed the impact of those guys behind the scenes. But if you were around the team, you could feel it. You could feel the emotion from Max Strus. You could feel the emotion from Donovan Mitchell. You could feel the emotion from all of those guys. But they also understand that it's a business, and they also understood how much DeAndre Hunter was going to help them on the floor. And I think it's easier for players being in it and recognizing the business side to put their emotions aside and recognize how much better a team can possibly be if they feel like they improve the running back spot. We'll see if they actually did, but there's a feeling, yeah, at least from the organization, that they are better at the running back spot. If they didn't feel like that, they would have brought back Nick Chubb. If they felt like he had a lot still to give them,
right,
they would have brought him back. But they didn't feel like that, and we'll see if it turns out to be accurate. But players understand that, and it's easier for them to move on than it is for fans who are emotionally invested in these guys.
Well, so I want to ask you guys, 216-474-0092, chime in. Is losing Nick Chubb a bigger hit to the fan base, or is it to the locker room? Because that's Miles telling you, like, that's, this matters to this locker room. And listen, Miles is the defensive side of the ball, mm-hmm, and obviously Nick Chubb was the offensive side of the ball. There's not that much that meshes between the two of them, but yeah, but clearly, like, Miles made a point to say, I wanted my guy here, and it's going to have some ramifications, you would think, or at least a trickle-down effect in some way.
Let's say this season doesn't go the way that the Browns want it to, and mm-hmm, I don't even know how they want it to go. I don't know what the goal is for this organization.
Well, I think part of that problem, quickly, is the idea that it seems like there's two different paths they could go and two different potential goals, right? Kevin Stefanski's still got to win games to mm-hmm keep his job. I know he thinks that he's going to be employed here for the next half decade. You're trusting Jimmy Haslam, and that's the wrong guy to trust in this situation. You win three games, there's a real chance you're just out in the street. Meanwhile, it seems like Jimmy Haslam and everyone in the, you know, that is, make sure their job is tied mm-hmm down like that, they want a high draft pick. They want the quarterback of the future.
So let's say it doesn't go well for okay the Browns.
Yeah.
And we start making a list of the reasons why, similar to last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Nick Chubb not being part of the organization is probably going to be way far down on
very
that
far
list
down on that list.
I yeah don't even know if anybody will bring it up unless they get negligible production from the running back spot.
They'll bring it up if in Houston he's having the type of year that Baker Mayfield had last year in Tampa Bay.
Of course.
But I don't think that's going to happen. Like, is he turning into Derrick Henry that had 1,900 yards and led the league in rushing touchdowns last year? I doubt it.
So that has to happen for Nick personally, and the Browns have to get nothing from their running back spot. Because it's easier to move on from something if you can move to something.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Right? The Baker thing lingers so much because everybody was watching whatever that was at the quarterback spot during those years.
His name was Deshaun Watson, year, and it stunk.
You know what yeah I'm saying?
For sure.
Like, you had nobody for else sure to move
I just
toward
saw Chris Sims.
You had nobody else to give you hope.
Chris Sims came out with his top 10 quarterback rankings in the entire sport today, and Sims does this every year. I like his rankings. He had Baker Mayfield 9th. You telling me we couldn't use the 9th best quarterback in the NFL right now?
So if Nick Chubb becomes a Pro Bowl caliber running back, but Judkins is in the conversation for Offensive Rookie of the Year, it's not going to be as painful. It's not mm-hmm going to be as difficult to watch because there's hope coming from the other guy.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. I would love to believe that we could just push it all in the rearview mirror that way and be like, Judkins is so great, so it doesn't depend and doesn't matter as to what happens with Nick Chubb. But I think just as many fans would turn around and be like, you could have had Judkins and Nick Chubb. Could have had them both.
Two-headed monster.
Two-headed monster.
This thunder would... and thunder. Oh, wait.
216-474-0092.
Sonic and Sonic. Oh, wait. Mario and Mario. Oh, dang it.
And they'd be like, Samson stinks. Judkins is awesome. This could have been Judkins and Chubb. It would have been the greatest thing ever. And that's fine. That's how fans think. But there's a reality attached to it that I just don't think that's going to happen with Nick Chubb anyway. And this is the Browns. The Browns' bet right now is that you didn't want to pay someone to basically be a mascot. You didn't want to pay someone to just be, yeah, hey, he's in the locker room because we're going to one day put him in the Ring of Honor. And if anything, I can almost look at that. I choose to look at it this way, glass half full approach, but it's almost respectful of Nick Chubb to be like, go to a playoff team, have your opportunity, and we're not just going to sit you behind a couple running backs and not really give you a chance to do anything.
Ready for a prediction?
Yes.
There is going to be more conversation from this fan base on Judkins versus Travion Henderson than anything involving Nick Chubb.
I don't buy it, but I like the prediction. I like the prediction.
I'm telling you right now.
I don't buy it, and I was a Henderson over Judkins guy, but we got to change our tune on that because I like Judkins as well, but I really liked Henderson. 216-474-0092. Get your thoughts on this. As it relates to Myles Garrett saying he made a pitch to keep Nick Chubb, is losing Chubb a bigger hit to the fan base or to the locker room? Continue with your phone calls this afternoon drive right here in the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.